Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry not my own? Have I forgotten the crown you bore?
Hello, I'm Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Saturday, March 7th, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him. Today, we'll be digging into Psalm 34, 8 through 18, Exodus 14, 19 through 15, 21, and Matthew 22, 15 through 22, as we continue to seek Him together as a family of families. We're going to turn to Psalm 34, 8 through 18. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears. He delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Exodus 14, 19 through 15, 21. Then the angel of God, who was going before the host of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud moved from before them and stood behind them, coming between the host of Egypt and the host of Israel. And there was a cloud in the darkness, and it lit up the night without one coming near the other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove the sea back by a strong east wind all night and made the sea dry land. The waters were divided, and the people of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground. The waters being a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians pursued and went after them in the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And in the morning, watch, the Lord in a pillar of fire and of cloud looked down on the Egyptian forces and threw the Egyptian forces into a panic, clogging their chariot wheels, so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, and the water may come back upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal course. When the morning appeared, and as the Egyptians fled into it, the Lord threw the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained, but the people of Israel walked on dry ground through the sea. The waters began being a wall to them, and on the right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against them, against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and His servant, Moses. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea, and his chosen officers were sunk in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrow your adversaries. You send out your fury. It consumes them like stubble at the blast of your nostrils. The waters piled up. The flood stood up in a heap, and the deeps congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You have led your steadfast love, the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. The peoples have heard, they tremble, pangs have seized the inhabitants of Philistia. Now the chiefs of Edom dismayed, trembling seizes the leaders of Moab. All the inhabitants of Cana have melted away. Terror and dread fall upon them because of the greatness of your arm. They are still as a stone till your people, O Lord, pass by. Till the people pass by whom you have purchased, you will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain. The place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode. The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. For when the horses of Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and dancing. And Miriam sang to them, sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. Matthew 22:15-22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax. And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, Whose likeness and inscription is this? They said, Caesar's. Then he said to them, Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. When they heard it, they marveled. And they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. I love our psalm reading today. It really just captures for us the truth of who God is for us, his people, for us, his sons and daughters. And then to link this with the passage of the crossing of the Red Sea. If you don't recall, the people yesterday were fearful for their lives. They were saying, Moses, why have you led us out here to die? The Egyptians are going to now kill us by the sword. In fact, they say, oh, were there not enough graves in Egypt? Were there not enough graves in Egypt? The people thought they were defeated, but God shows up in a big way, and God is going to continue to show up in a big way. God's already shown up in a big way through everything he had done in Egypt. And here he is showing up again. Even when the people still doubt in what God is doing, he shows up again and he divides the Red Sea. And the people are able to cross. And Pharaoh's army is destroyed in the sea. Now, just a funny little factoid, and it's not really a funny factoid, but just a really awesome factoid. They've actually found these weird coral formations at the bottom of the Red Sea in a particular place that most people don't look for the crossing. It is a particular place they don't look, and they found these coral formations that look like chariot wheels and other items that would have been on an Egyptian chariot. And it's just fascinating when we look at that. There's so much information about the Exodus out there. There's so many resources to really capture the true nature of this event, because it was a true event. And that's the important thing to realize, is that this happened. This happened. There are a couple of really good documentaries out there that you can watch. One of them is called Patterns of Evidence, and it's on Right Now Media. If you don't have access to Right Now Media, go to the Contact Us tab on our website. Shoot us a message. Say you want access to Right Now Media. If we have an email, we can give you access today. And you can actually watch this awesome documentary that really just shows how the Exodus was a real event in history, not just a story in a book. No, it really happened. And then there's another one called The Exodus Revealed. If you ever want to watch that, I have a copy of it on DVD. I seem to not be able to find it anywhere, but the thing is, I do have a copy on DVD, but it also shows us how the Exodus was a real event. Because God is with his sons and daughters. And he does exactly what he says he's going to do. Previously, he said he was going to do. And that was, you see these Egyptians before you? They shall be no more. You have only but to remain silent, for I will fight for you. Isn't that a beautiful promise in God's word? The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.